Chapter 11. The Story of Admetus. In the days before Heracles had started his labours, there was a beautiful princess called Alcestis, who was the daughter of Peleus, king of Iolcus. Of all the young princes who wanted to marry the princess, Prince Admetus was the bravest and the most handsome, and Princess Alcestis loved him. But her father would only allow her to marry the man that could bring him a wild lion and a wild boar. Before Admetus came to visit Alcestis, a strange farmer had come to him and begged to work for him for 1 year without pay. Admetus happily agreed to this, and being a good and honest man, was kind to the farmer. The farmer worked hard, and Admetus's cows grew big and strong. One day, when the year was near its end, Admetus went up to the mountains to look for the farmer. There he saw him playing the most wonderful and sweet music on his pipes, and as he played, wild animals came to his side. When the farmer saw Admetus, he smiled and said, "Do not be afraid at what you see. For now my work is nearly done, I can tell you that I am really the god Apollo, son of Zeus. My son once made Zeus so angry that he commanded the Cyclopes to make thunderbolts, which he then used to kill my son. I was furious about this, and without thinking, took my bow and killed the Cyclopes that had made the thunderbolts. To punish me, Zeus said that I must be a slave and work for a human for 1 year, and I chose you, Admetus. And as you have been a kind and honest master, I will reward you in any way I can." When he heard this, Admetus thought about Alcestis and asked Apollo to help him to marry her. Apollo agreed and said, "But first you must travel to Thebes and ask a young man called Heracles to help you with the lion and the boar." So this is what he did, and before long Admetus and Princess Alcestis were celebrating a most wonderful wedding, and they were both very happy. As another reward for Admetus, Apollo arranged that when death came for him, he did not have to go with him if another human agreed to die in his place. That time came much sooner than was expected, and Hades sent his messenger Death to the palace of Admetus. At once he turned to his mother and father and said, "You are old and have nothing to look forward to except pain and illness and a slow death." But his mother and father were not ready to die, and his father called Admetus a coward for wanting another to die in his place. However, when she heard how Admetus could be saved, Alcestis said she would give herself to death because her love for her husband was so great. So while Admetus and their children cried, Alcestis lay down on her bed and died. It was at this moment that Heracles, on his way north to find the horses of King Diomedes, arrived at the palace. Admetus greatly admired Heracles, and so he welcomed him warmly and asked him to stay to eat a good meal and to drink plenty of fine wine. "I see you are mourning," Heracles said to Admetus sadly. "Maybe I should not stay. Has your father or mother died?" "No, they are alive," Admetus replied. "A foreign woman has died, but she was not a blood relation," he added carefully. "Well, if that is all, I will stay here gladly," Heracles said, and he ate a good supper and drank a lot of wine. Admetus and the other mourners then left the palace, carrying Alcestis's body to be buried at a place far from the city. When Heracles came out of the dining room singing loudly, he met one of the house workers who was crying.
"What is all this about?"
he said in a loud voice. This is no way to welcome a guest. It is sad, of course, but this is a lot of sorrow for just a foreign woman. Your master and his wife are alive, so all is well.
Have you not heard? The old man cried. Princess Alcestis has died.
Alcestis?
Heracles said, confused.
And Admetus welcomed me in and gave me food and drink. He did not want to say no to you, his good friend, the old man said.
And with that, Heracles put on his lionskin cloak and marched out of the door to find the grave of Alcestis. When Heracles reached the grave, Admetus had already left, so he thought he was alone. But then he saw a figure in a dark cloak standing over the grave. He was about to cut off some of Alcestis's hair with a sword.
Death! Heracles cried in his great voice. What are you doing?
The tall figure slowly stood up and looked at Heracles with its dark eyes.
I have come to take what is mine, he said in a cold and stony voice. Alcestis now belongs to my master Hades.
But can't you let this one live? Heracles asked. Surely the lady of your master, the beautiful Persephone, would send back to earth a woman so young and so lovely to save her husband.
The deathly figure thought for a moment and then smiled and said,
Heracles, I know you well. I will fight you for the body of Alcestis. Many men have fought me, but none have ever won.
So Heracles took off his lionskin cloak, and he and Death began to fight. The pair battled for a long time in a match like no other. Death locked his cold arms around Heracles, but Heracles had his strong arms around Death's waist, and he closed them tighter and tighter until he felt his bones starting to break. At last, Death admitted that Heracles had won, and he took Alcestis out of her grave. She followed Heracles like she was in a dream, and when they reached the palace, Heracles covered her face with a thin piece of cloth and took her to Admetus.
She will not speak for 3 days, he told Admetus. She has been with Death and cannot come back to this world quickly. But your wife will return to you, and things will be just like before.
Prince Admetus was so grateful that he begged Heracles to stay, but it was time for him to continue on his way. He travelled north until he came to the wild land of Thrace, and there King Diomedes welcomed him kindly. The next day, Heracles managed to steal the 4 man-eating horses he needed, but one of Diomedes' workers told the king what Heracles was doing, so he followed him with a group of his men. When he saw them coming, Heracles broke the sea wall, and the water rushed out and washed away many of Diomedes' warriors. He then took King Diomedes and threw him to his own horses, who immediately jumped on him and ate him. By the time he got back to Tiryns, the horses had become very friendly, and Heracles gave them to Eurystheus to complete his labour. But poor Heracles was given no rest, as Eurystheus sent him off again, this time to bring back the belt of Hippolyta, the Queen of the Amazons. The Amazons were a group of female warriors who knew the skill of fighting and could use weapons extremely well. They did not allow any men in their wild land and kept their husbands in the next country. To reach the Amazons and his next adventure, Heracles had to go by sea. So along with a group of adventurers, he found a ship and sailed towards Troy and Hellespont to start the journey.